You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. The share prices of LTI Mindtree fell 3.3% to ₹4,965 on its first quarterly earnings. The sixth largest IT player reported a net profit of ₹1,152.3 crores, up 3.4% quarter-on-quarter from ₹1,114 crores. Although confronted with macroeconomic headwinds, LTI Mindtree posted a marginal increase in its Q1 revenue at ₹8,702 crores, up by 0.12% sequentially. LTI Mindtree achieved a significant milestone in its growth journey by being included in the Nifty 50 index of the NSE. This recognition underscores LTI Mindtree's rapid consolidation and emergence as a leading player in the market since the merger and its commitment to delivering value to stakeholders. The stock joined the benchmark index following the delisting of HDFC shares on 13th July. In some more market news, the National Stock Exchange banned the trading in futures and options of up to four stocks or securities on Tuesday, July 18, 2023. Manappuram Finance, India Bulls Housing Finance, Delta Corp and RBL Bank are the stocks or securities placed on the National Stock Exchange's futures and options ban for trade on Tuesday. According to the NSE, the stocks mentioned above are prohibited in the F&O sector because they have exceeded 95% of the market-wide position limit. During the F&O ban period, no new positions are permitted for F&O contracts in that stock. Hindustan Copper, Punjab National Bank, Manappuram Finance, India Bulls Housing Finance, Delta Corp and RBL Bank stocks or securities were put on the F&O ban list earlier on July 17. In another important development, the Union Government launched the CRCS Sahara Refund Portal today. The portal was launched by Union Home Minister and Minister of Corporation Amit Shah in Delhi. The portal will help more than 10 crore depositors of Sahara Group claim their money back. In the initial phase, the refund portal will disperse up to ₹5,000 crores to depositors. However, each depositor will be able to get only ₹10,000 in the first phase. Amit Shah said that initially ₹10,000 will be returned to investors on a trial basis. Slowly, the amount of refund may be increased if the trial succeeds. Over to industry, India's second-largest software services exporter, Infosys, said it has signed a deal with an existing client to provide artificial intelligence and automation services that will span over 5 years, with a target spend estimated at $2 billion, reported Reuters. AI and automation-related development, modernization and maintenance services are included in the agreement, the company said in an exchange filing. The company did not disclose the client's name. As Microsoft-backed OpenAI's generative chatbot, ChatGPT, took the world by storm in late 2022, companies around the world have doubled down on investing in AI. Infosys's move comes after rival Tata Consultancy Services said it planned to train 25,000 engineers to get them certified on Microsoft's Azure OpenAI. Meanwhile, Adani Group Chairman Gautam Adani addressed the shareholders on Tuesday during the conglomerate's annual general meeting and took clear shots at the US-based short seller Hindenburg Research. Dismissing the allegations of fraud made against the Adani Group, he said that the report was a combination of targeted misinformation and discredited allegations. Adani said, quote, "This report was a deliberate and malicious attempt aimed at damaging our reputation and generating profits through a short-term drive-down of our stock prices," unquote. Subsequently, he added that despite a fully subscribed FPO, they decided to withdraw and return the money to the investors to protect their interests. Hindenburg Research had in January released a report alleging accounting fraud and stock price manipulation at Adani Group. On to technology. According to recent data, Instagram's Threads has already surpassed one-fifth of Twitter's weekly active user base globally and 86 times that of Truth Social, which is the largest Twitter rival in the United States. Truth Social had a weekly active user base of 1 million as of last week. The new information was provided by the app intelligence company Data.ai and comes after another analysis of Threads' initial traction, which revealed a modest decline in usage. Last week, Threads' daily active users decreased on Tuesday and Wednesday, down almost 20% from Saturday, according to the app intelligence company Sensor Tower. As per a report by CNBC, time spent decreased by 50% from 20 minutes to 10 minutes. Lastly, on the share market, domestic indices BSE Sensex and NSE Nifty 50 settled at fresh closing highs after hitting new all-time records. Nifty 50 settled a whisker under 19,750 at 19,749.25, while Sensex closed 200 points higher after a session of volatile trade at 66,795.14. The broader markets largely closed in the red, with Nifty Next 50 losing 0.43% in trade. Nifty Small Cap crashed 0.94%, while Nifty Mid Cap was marginally lower at 0.14%. Bank Nifty gave up its gains after hitting a new high to close under 45,500, while Nifty Media, Nifty PSU Bank and Nifty Metal closed up to 1.23% lower. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.